Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone, this evening.
Just to remind all of you, tonight is a live show, so if you have questions, even during the show, you can email Squirrel. Squirrel, give me your email address. Honey.
Okay, sure. It's Squirrel, S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L. At WYOM.net.
Perfect. Okay. How can you answer the summons of your soul? As a beloved one, your soul's purpose is far greater than you've imagined could be possible. The time for thinking smaller and insignificant is over. Now is the time to connect with your soul, to truly listen with your heart. You are the dreamers, the ones that came to dream a new earth and a new reality for earth and yourself. Your soul is elegant. Feel that elegance and unlimited possibilities for your life. Move through the feeling of being small into the connectedness of all of creation and its beautiful dance of limitlessness. Tonight, the team will work with you to connect more deeply to your soul so it can be a part of the wave and limited possibilities. I always get so excited about this stuff. And Squirrel, you have an astrology update for us. I know you do.
I do. And in fact, what's really exciting is the sun has now left Scorpio and moved into Sagittarius, which should feel a lot more.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For
God,
all of
God
you that don't know, I have my major planets are all in Scorpio in there. I just got creamed for the last couple of months.
You have. You definitely have. Well, that just happened about 15 minutes ago to everybody's local time. So our show should feel very uplifting with a little help from the cosmos, of course. Anyway, so now that it's in Sag, you might feel a lifting out of the morass of emotions and personal detective work of recent weeks. It won't all change in the twinkling of an eye, but there's cause for optimism as the moon conjuncts Jupiter in Cancer at the same time, bringing a sense of gratitude for all you have and all you call family. With Chiron now direct, it's time to drop those old resentments and grudges and take off your scar coat. I love that. And this is actually, this one is coming from Hair and the Moon, by the way. So Sagittarius is fiery and mutable, always on a journey as a wanderer and pilgrim. The esoteric mantra is, I see the goal, I reach that goal, and I see another, describing the eternal quest for spirit during the 4 weeks to December 21st solstice. You'll seek ways out of self-imposed restriction and put that what matters above personal freedom to you, issues of justice, reform, and social consciousness will be high profile. You are guaranteed to see more clearly the spiritual, philosophical, and religious big picture. In Scorpio, much was pared away and released. Now in the Sagittarius... really? Is anything left, Jackie?
Oh, God. <laughs> Really.
And now in the Sagittarian season, you're freer, lighter, and seeking your personal far horizon. And a couple of more. This one comes from Blue Moon Astrology. It's time to craft a more authentic operating philosophy. Scorpio nudges us to shed the old, the stale, the outworn. And if we've done this hard work, we will now be invited to fly. Through Sagittarius's natural optimism and guilelessness, enthusiasm for life, we break free of Scorpio's heavy emotional weight and we rise. And then, let's see, from Elizabeth Peru, she says, as the week wraps, over the next 24 hours, the moon is at its furthest to Earth all month. We are feeling very physical right now. Intuition may be quieter and you're asked to act on what is good for you without delay. And the sun now has moved into Sagittarius, as we know, and we say hello to a month of unleashing our adventurous spirit. The past 4 weeks have seen you dig deep and get raw and honest. We've been through the ringer in November, but now the energy lifts. You know, I think at some point people aren't going to even remember what going through the ringer is. I mean, it's a funny, right? I don't know. But anyway,
I
know.
I probably will remember this 2 months
And she also
peeling away.
Anyway, so I'm going to leave you with this. She says, get strong. It's the perfect period to overhaul your physical body, create a new fitness regime, new healthy eating habits. Ooh, and the holidays are here. And move and stretch every day. We have a lot of energy moving through Earth right now, so tap into it by acting on what is good for you. This is how we build up life force and a seat of power in our body, by diving in rather than procrastinating. I'm already feeling better.
Well, you're always active, darling. Okay. Thank you, Squirrel. That was great.
Wow.
And that certainly should make everybody feel better considering what we've been through these last couple of months. and I'm not exempt, by the way. So there are some things I want to share with you before we get into tonight's subject. But I will say that this period, and I knew it was, I knew going into it that I had a ton of aspects that were going to be really brutal. And they have been. But the interesting part is that the work again has gone, I mean, I keep thinking, can it get more? Can it, you know, change, shift? And every day is an absolute adventure to me. I'm awestruck all the time. Also, there's an incredible acceleration from the other side of the veil. And I, you know, more than ever before, beings are showing up in the sessions and offering encouragement, sometimes being pushy, you know? But I'll just give you a couple of examples. Even people's relatives are coming in telling the clients that things need to move ahead quickly. I mean, it's been amazing. And bear in mind, again, the team does not do this for people. These people are having these experiences and sharing them during their session. So, you know, it's there's nothing contrived during these experiences, believe me. I had two sessions today, thank God they were close to the show so I could remember them, where this occurred. And the first was working with Jewish lineage back to the tree of life. I mean, literally, it was so tangible. It was unbelievable. And the chain that this woman was pulling literally turned into a tree. And like a tree trunk. There are two lovely women that we work with. And when I first talked with them, I knew instantly that even though they were not practicing Jewish, their religion, they carried incredible access. And one of them, when they work with the chain, they're pulling all the way through a whole group of chains that go right to the 12 tribes. And it's just fascinating to be a part of it. And the other one who had a session today, and she has some extraordinary sessions. As she's actually working on the Tree of Life, which is comes out of the Kabbalah, you know, the Jewish mysticism, so much of it is really the basis for mysticism on the planet. It comes out that far back. And to a construct that needed to be taken out and broken apart. This construct for the planet contained fear, and it was like it had been brought in to slow down the evolution of humanity. For me, this was a red-letter day. During the time that the client was pulling the chain, they were working outside of Earth or off-planet, floating in the cosmos. and a being of great light appeared and told her that it was imperative that this be accelerated. And, you know, I really want to say here that everything is so integrative. You know, we've talked and talked and talked about the network. And I'm seeing how divine these sessions are in terms of the, exactly the right people who are having sessions, and the importance of what they're doing and the work that they're doing. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. And interestingly enough, oftentimes when we think it may be the father, it's the mother, or we think it's the mother, it's the father, it's surprising. Generally, it's going to be in the mother. But because the mother carries the mitochondria, it's really quite stunning, is the only word I can use. The other session...
Can I ask a question before you move on?
Yes, absolutely, all you want.
Okay, well, the being of great light appeared and said it was imperative that it be accelerated.
Yes.
How do you interpret that? What are we hearing here? And why?
There is a real push. There's a push from the other side of the veil. You know, this is where, you know, I've talked ad nauseum about all these new beings that are coming in to participate at very high levels. And it's a timing thing, not time, but timing thing. It's that it's accelerating the shift. We see, you know, through the news and the media and so on, all of the problems that are going on. We know that we're kind of reaching out to pinnacle areas, whether it's, you know, banking or, you know, politics or the stock market or nuclear problems, you know, nuclear reactors. We have a kind of a crescendo going on right now all around the earth. Natural disasters, etc. So it appears to me anyway that the reason they're coming in is to encourage people, to help them to know what they're doing is real and the importance of what they're doing.
Okay.
And so this construct, and it was so interesting because the team had to come in and literally help move this construct out. And she didn't even understand that the word she used was a construct of consciousness that was being moved out, that had been laid in. Okay. And fear, of course, you know, we talk about love, love, love. Fear is the antithesis of love. It changes your frequency. It changes your resonance. It drops you down. You lose the ability to have the impact that you could have normally. And I'm very grateful for the people that we work with who have become fearless in what they're doing and what they're encountering. I mean, these are brave souls. I love each and every one of them for their dedication to what they're doing and recognizing that they're not just working on their own lineage, but they're having much greater impact, broader impact than we ever thought possible. And, you know, I have to say that as these other races are coming in at these very high levels, we're getting a lot of help. I mean, you know, somebody over there is dreaming up some really amazing stuff. And and I'll give you a case in point. The other session, these were back-to-back. They were just mind-boggling. The other session, she started working with this chain in a particular... They both were working in their heart chakras, by the way. And this particular chain started a couple of sessions ago, And the chain itself was started out rectangular, and each piece had a hole in the center, was a rectangular, hand-hammered, antique gold with symbols all around it. And so each piece, okay, was connected to the next, and so it would be flexible like a necklace. Hmm. And the symbols that were on, and they'd been hand-hammered in to this necklace, actually every piece of it, every rectangular piece, was a full library, is what the team was saying. And so she's been working with this the last two or three sessions, and this is the one that there was also Anunnaki lineage in there that was being healed, and the Anunnaki kind of jumped in because this woman has Anunnaki lineage as well. So they kind of piggybacked in to clear and heal some of their lineage as well. That's why all the libraries were there, which it also impacts other planets and other races. And it really and truly, someday Steven Spielberg is going to be at my front door, and I'm going to say, finally.
Exactly.
But the piece itself is very ancient. I mean, you know, her experiences, you know, all the symbols that were showing up around her and another planet and the lights, and it was just, you know, this is a conservative businesswoman. But when she came in and started working with the team, boy, she had this sense that she had to move, had to accelerate her journey. And boy, has she ever. Now, while she was pulling the chain, which I thought was really interesting, her father is often in the cave with her. And this time he stood behind her, literally looking right over her shoulder. And he told her in his native language, which is Hungarian, that it needed to be done quickly. This was really important. You know, you need to get this done. So I'm like, oh, my God.
So would you say then that she's bringing these codes into the light, that they've been buried and she's bringing them forward?
These are libraries of information. And
right.
It feels like the libraries are being cleared and cleaned up of, it's not just us. That's the thing that I'm very clear on, our interactions and possibly healing, bringing healing. There's a lot of fear around the Anunnaki. You know, Bashar has always said there's nothing to fear. But certainly, you know, they are a creator race and have done a lot of creation, you know, out in the cosmos. You know, all you get is channeled information. Nobody really, you know, talks about it. And Bashar is not forthcoming with much information at all about the Anunnaki. And now I have had them, only me, right?
What are you saying? He's just not, he doesn't want to talk about it, or he knows that
it's not time. And okay. One thing about Bashar will only bring forward information when it's time.
Well, maybe he should hurry up too, like the rest of us.
I don't go there.
Things are accelerating. Anyway, that's interesting.
I think I talked about this last week, where the team had told her to research the Anunnaki, and she did some research and found out that the daughter of, because the team told her she was a warrior, they didn't say where, but she is a warrior in this lifetime as well. So they said to research it, and the first thing she found was the daughter of, Enki, and her name was the same name as this woman, and she was a warrior, and I was like, whoa. So she's, you know, coming to understand why she is the one doing this. And what's fascinating, though, is the way people are being transformed during these sessions. And these are just two examples. Unfortunately, my little brain can't hold much. But when something like this happens, I can hold it with intent because, the show was tonight and I wanted to share it with everyone so that you kind of get a feeling for how extraordinarily amazing, these sessions are becoming. Again, this is not promoting my work. I'm booked. But for all of you also to add your intentions to the healing and flowing love to it, because evidently, I don't know why, but this has turned into kind of like Change Central, okay? So we're kind of the human transformation office. But they feel these enormous energies flowing through them, and their hands get really hot, and, you know, they're usually exhausted or just, you know, buzzing off the charts after the sessions. I mean, it's very physical. They're feeling physical things. It's so amazing to me. So, you know, I always go back to the network that we're basically all doing this together. And there are some magical and amazing energies being facilitated for all of this to happen. And, you know, again, I have to always reiterate this. We just cannot continue to think small. We are making a difference. Truly, we are. And I feel honored to be doing this. And I think they threw me a bone after 9 years. They thought, oh, what the heck, you know?
Yeah.
Let's entertain her a little bit. Also, our work with the Draconians and the Reptilians continues as well. I do think that things are softening and changing, and I will say that. I think it's important for people to understand that there is something amazing happening. And it's not just for Earth, it's everywhere, but it had to happen here. And that's the part that I'm the most excited about, is that for all of you who really kind of watched this evolve, some of you are new to it, some of you have been around a long time, but to watch it evolve, and certainly for me, I don't have the capacity to journal and so on. I'm just getting through the sessions is just about it for me in doing the radio show. But and I'll tell you, the frequencies are so big. This is why I have to take it's a mild blood pressure pill, because I'm fine until I do the sessions, and I'm actually keeping a little journal so that I can tell, you know, I'm having to monitor myself and monitor myself, so because the frequencies that come through me are so huge, and it's really imperative that I am able to keep it down. Weekends, I'm golden. You know, during the week, it can get iffy if I'm not careful. I have to learn to pace myself every day. Chakra activation technique, I can't emphasize that one enough. And it does keep me grounded. Right now, it's the only thing that does. also, you know, want to say here, you just can't make this stuff up, okay? Even on a good day, I could not make all this stuff up. I don't have the brain capacity anymore when I'm out in and out of channel constantly. And the client is having the experience without the team telling them. They're reporting to the team what they're experiencing as the team asks them, what are you experiencing? How are you feeling? So on and so forth. All of these things are appearing before them, and they're in direct experience, which for me makes it even more valid and more viable than if the team were saying, well, you're doing this and you're doing that. No, that's the part I love the most, is that it's done with a great deal of integrity and no influencing. The only thing the team contributed was that these, you know, beautiful pieces of antique gold were hand-hammered, were libraries. And it was shown to me very clearly as the team was talking. So, also, I'm seeing just the right people with a perfect lineage for major change are having sessions. And it's like a rewriting of the human and earth script. And this one of these sessions today, there were two Earths merging back together. And the team did not comment, but what I got as it's happening is that it was the Earth in its original form, the way it was supposed to be, before all the interference. I thought it was exquisite, and it was so beautiful, bringing back the Earth before it had been impacted. Many races came here and did their thing with us. We know this. This is not news. And before fear and separation, those two things. So let's talk about tonight's subject. And thank you, Squirrel, for one of the pieces you sent out this week was the Hair in the Moon Astrology. This is the excerpt that caught me. Your soul is asking, whose life are you living? Who wrote the script you're following? What do you hide from yourself and others? What frames your reality? How is the life you're living too small for your soul's desires? And how can you answer the summons of your soul? And this just grabbed me the minute I read
it. Me too. And that was so perfect after what we just went through last month.
So, it says, Chiron's archetype resonates beyond healing. There are some wounds that will never go away. It demands that you grow into someone closer to who you really are without reflexively compromising yourself. It's not neat, it's not pretty, it's not simple, but it's the only life worth living. I love this. Absolutely love this. So it is now time to really to begin to touch your soul. How do you touch your soul? Well, I'm just going to give you some recommendations that came in while I was writing all this. Automatic writing. While listening to really beautiful, moving music, I find that things flow through me when I have beautiful music and I'm writing. And I started doing automatic writing years ago. I haven't done it in years, but I do many ways, the shows and things like that. But this, when I first started communicating, I did it through automatic writing, and I swear they would just pick me up off the couch and float me upstairs to the computer, and I was like, what? Meditation. Go into meditation and ask to connect to your soul. Call on your soul. Some people know the name of their soul. Others do not. It's not anything you ever share with anyone. That is what you know if you've had contact with your soul. Find your most loving and forgiving self filled with the desire to connect to your soul. Not frustration and not fear that it won't happen, but open your heart as you've never before done it. This is imperative. Flowing love to everything, even those things that you believe are unlovable, that's the beginning of opening to your soul. That's why people that do it, and Squirrel, you talked about it tonight before the show, that when you do it, it shifts you instantly. No matter what you're feeling or how uncomfortable it may be or how, if you're down, tired, depressed, whatever, you start flowing love. Be the vessel, the vehicle of that love. It's not your love you're flowing. You're tapping into the love, okay, of God, Goddess, all that is, of the infinite, the universe, you know, the angels, whatever names you want to give it. But you're allowing that love to flow through you as a vessel and a vehicle. That, and if you do that often enough, you're going to start feeling your soul. Spend time in nature with your animals. Watch movies that move you. Everybody has a movie that makes them cry. You know, everybody. So it's touching something deep within your soul. Make looking and feeling beautiful a priority, even if you're home alone.
I'm trying not to laugh. Sorry.
What? No, I'm serious.
I know you are. I know, but I was just, I had an image. It's okay. I remember I said I look better on the radio, but okay, go on.
You know, I'm a great lover of beauty.
And, I know you are, and you are beautiful.
I'm talking even the healing room. You know,
yes.
I have to have beauty.
I put twinkle lights up all year, whether it's Christmas or not.
Perfect, perfect. whatever moves you. I know, and I wasn't excluding the men. Try to look handsome. Okay, so I know that it's part of a self-honoring, by the way. And I always think of it as being I do it for my higher self. I do it for the goddess. I do it for my soul because to me, even though I'm in the house all day long doing sessions, I get up in the morning, do full makeup, full hair, blah, 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 blah. You know?
Well, it's a way of honoring you and you know, it's
honoring beauty.
Yes, exactly.
Again,
it's Venus.
It brings you closer to every aspect of beauty. I have chimes playing 24/7 in the house. They shift my resonance, and if they ever go off for any reason, I get edgy. I can feel it. I know that all of you know when something unexpectedly touches your soul. You feel it. There's a sweet sorrow to it. And the one that brings on unexpected tears, you know, everybody's been moved by the reach out and touch someone commercials. I think it was some cell phone company or something. And, it was amazing that, when those commercials were really running big, people would start crying. And it would touch something in them. That aspect, and that is your soul. Soul inspires and moves you. Ask your higher self to bring in your soul. Tell your higher self you're ready to connect with your soul in meditation. But you want to live in alignment with your soul's purpose. And you can't get there thinking small. Not any of you that are listening to this program, that I promise. Then decide to make a difference every day. It doesn't have to be huge, but it has to come through at the level of soul where you're drawing on that reservoir. That incredible, sweet sorrow of love that wants to make a difference, that wants to share that with people that are so very much in need of being a recipient of that love. And I can tell you, you flow love to every negative situation in your own life experience and whatever you see. You're going to start feeling the difference. You're going to become more soulful. When you flow love, you become the recipient as well. You don't do it to receive it, because that never works. But you will feel it. It will shift you. There's no way for it not to. Be a witness for all things positive. This is a big one to me. Stop talking about all the things that are wrong in the world, and I am dead serious here. That's probably poor terminology, but
I'm glad you said it before I did.
It lowers your resonance. Your soul doesn't care about those things. It cares that you are in a loving place of being a creator and being conscious of that. Love yourself. This is so critically important. The more that you do, the more the world will appear to change around you. You've been taught not to love yourself, especially by your parents, your siblings, your churches, your educational institutions, employers, and sometimes friends, spouses, and lovers. You know, it's like. And here's an example. This is an email I received today. Had the most, big capital letters, amazing dream of self-love. Woke up and realized that I am, loving myself is, the ultimate prize. And understood how I put all of the projections on other people and that they come off one by one as I love and accept myself. It was profound, the most heart-piercing and beautiful thing I ever experienced.
That's lovely.
That's soul.
Mm-hmm.
That's soul. Now, you can go to www.lazaris.com. Enter, click on the tape CDs thing up at the top. In the search box on the left side of the screen, type in soul. There are four tapes that can also be downloaded live streaming that come up. Go to whichever one you feel is the most appropriate. Lazarus's meditations are absolutely beautiful and can lead you to connection if you feel you aren't able to do it on your own. When you feel your soul, and I, you know, to me, music is everything. So, you know, I really, when I meditate, I love moving, beautiful music. And, but Lazarus always has beautiful music, but his meditations are beautiful. And I can say I'm feeling the calling of my soul more as never before. And I'm connected more than ever before through opening of my heart. And I have to say, this heart opening came through a very rough experience, which was really interesting. But I knew while it was happening that it was a gift. And through that experience, my heart just blew open in ways I didn't think. I thought that my heart was open. I found out that my heart wasn't nearly as open as I thought it was. It took me into that sweet sorrow. It took me into that place of being vulnerable, incredibly loving, and in spite of the obstacles that I went through, I was overwhelmed with a sense of love, and that I can tell you absolutely. Music, art, design, sculpture, poetry, prose, meditation, or the simplicity of nature and animals. It'll all get you there. Writing letters of forgiveness will get you there. Not the angry ones, but of pure forgiveness. And I think that's really important. Okay, I'm going to bring the team in.
Okay.
All right. We're very excited to be with all of you tonight. Squirrel, welcome to you.
Oh, thank you.
And to all of you listening to this, whether it's tonight, live on the show, or in the archives at any time. Your souls. Now, you are an aspect of your soul, you know that. You all know that. And it's a word you talk about, a concept you discuss. But very few of you have ever felt it, really felt it. The channel did a good job of bringing forward some examples. Now, even when you do the chakra activation technique, for those of you that are familiar with it, the chakra above the head just above the head is your higher self. The gold one above that is soul, right? Soul, when you're doing the chakra activation technique, you can stop in there and ask to connect there. You don't have to zip through the whole thing. Be there for a while. Put out your request. We promise you that it's heard. Your soul has been waiting for you. It's been waiting for you to acknowledge it, to connect with it. And even if you do all the talking, all right, soul, I would love a name from you, and in lieu of that, I'm just going to call you my soul. I'm ready to connect, to open my heart in ways that I never have before. I'm ready to be in touch with my soul. And we promise you, you will begin to feel it. They've been waiting. You all have a soul, regardless of what beliefs you carry. Certainly you know that. And you have a higher self, the conduit between you and your soul. The soul looks at the agreements, what your purpose was coming in, what role you would play, when you would be ready to let go of the illusion of being insignificant or unlovable or powerless, and claim more of who you are. Allow yourself to integrate more of your higher self, to be more connected to soul and spirit. And then to become the adventurer. And to love yourself out of respect and honor for your higher self and soul. And for God, Goddess, all that is. Because no matter what, you are a spark of the infinite, the ineffable. You are connected. Without the dogmas and all of the other things, you're connected. What is your soul's purpose? Of course, to be authentic, to enjoy the beauty of Earth, the wonder of Earth, and to overcome the sense of limitation, to turn it around, and to go from feeling limited to limitless. And this is a lifetime, people. This is the lifetime for you all to do it. While you're here, spread your wings. Feel it. Breathe it in. Believe it. And share it. By flowing love to all those situations and things and catastrophes and even your politics and the places that you love to be critical. Or you can join in with your friends and neighbors and talk about the healthcare system and all the other problems that are going on right now. That's not going to fix them. Don't push against what you don't want. when the easiest road is to flow love. You don't have to be impacted. This is still difficult for all of you to understand. By what you perceive to be negative. Step out of fear. Step out of judgment. And flow love. It sounds very simple. Sounds probably to some of you like a hippie. But they weren't all wrong. Oh, they were a little overzealous. But they weren't all wrong. The dawning of the age of Aquarius. Who's going to do it if you don't? Please ask yourself that. Re-listen to the show and write down the little questions that came out of that Hair of the Moon. Squirrel, did you send that out to everybody on your list?
I have. If they get, yes, they're on
okay,
my list,
good.
They got it.
All right, good. So it's in your computer somewhere. Sit with it. Whose life are you living? Your life? Or the life you think was foisted upon you? And we can hear your thoughts. You know, well, I don't have the money to do this or that or the other. Well, you're not going to get it by feeling small. By not taking steps forward in the direction that calls you, that excites you. Each one of you is here to have impact. And that's what your soul is waiting for. And forgiveness. Go back and look at all the people that you still withhold from, that you're still angry at. And flow love. And forgiveness. It will free you. What a wonderful way to feel free. And to be authentic. And forgive yourself for crying out loud. Whose words are you listening to? The internalized critical parent that found fault with you, flaws, and you believe them so much that you do the same thing to yourself. And that's not serving you at all. Your souls are waiting for you to truly connect with them. They've always been there for you. But to have that desire. And when you do, you'll be open to receive, to feel. You may find that you become a little more emotional, a little more sensitive. But you'll feel free. Free to be authentic. Authentically you, not someone else. You. And love that version of you. Love that version of you. Stay out of fear. Stay out of fear. Fear is an illusion and it's not going to change a damn thing. Except keep you locked in. And we don't think that's what you all want to do anymore. Well, if I step out into the world, am I going to be safe? Well, if you believe you're small, you're going to attract problems. If you absolutely know that you're in alignment with your soul's purpose, you'll be safe. It can be no other way because you're choosing it that way. You're choosing it, no one else. And the universe will support it. All right. Squirrel, do you have questions this evening?
I have a quick question. We don't have any from our audience, but would you be able to speak to the comet Ison that's hit our solar system? It's apparently the first time it has come in. And my question would be, are there any parallels to the Star of Bethlehem? I know it's kind of out there, but...
Oh, yes. Squirrel, you've got too much time on your hands to think.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm talking to my soul. But anyway, it just seems quite significant right now. And it's going to be closest, we're most visible to us on Thanksgiving Day.
How perfect,
yes.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So we only have about 3 minutes.
A day of Thanksgiving.
I know.
Or a day of Thanksgiving. A return of the Christ consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the network is about?
That's it. I mean, I agree. I mean, I just think this is, it hit me.
Yes.
This
All right.
is coming in.
That's right. That's what the network is about, the return of the Christ consciousness, not through a single individual, but through all of you. And for as much as we've talked and talked and talked about stop thinking small, you got it with that one question. Now, we recommend that you don't go try walking on water or anything, although if it's, you do it for entertainment purposes, wonderful. How long, Squirrel?
We have about a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, everyone. We would love to work with you tonight to open you more in your dream time, to connect you more to your soul. When you wake up tomorrow, all right, don't go to, well, I didn't feel anything. Because that taps right into nothing ever works for me. For me. Know that it's there. Then all you have to do is access it. When you understand how loved you are, there will be no question of the assistance that you're all receiving. And the promptings, the ideas, the good ones, by the way, that are dropping in. So let this timing, right now, be the time that you decide to connect with your soul more deeply than ever before and open your heart. We love each and every one of you beyond what you really, in your physical form, can understand. And we honor you, all of you. So when you go to bed at night, tonight, you call us in. Dear team, I'm ready to connect with my soul. And we'll crack the door. But you have to walk through. Know that we love you so very much. Dear Squirrel, thank you, as always, for being a part of this.
My pleasure.
And until we speak with all of you again in this format, Namaste, dear ones.
Namaste.
Are we on the air still?
I think so. We can take it.
All right. Good night, everybody. We will be doing a rerun next week and the week after because I'm traveling.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Blessings.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. Really do appreciate everybody you're with. And have fun. And laugh. Enjoy. I love you all so much. I love you, Squirrel. Thank you, everyone,
love
for tuning
you, Jackie.
In.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.